So beginning by taking some deep breaths, bringing the breath deeply into the belly, holding, and releasing fully. And one more time. Holding and releasing. And then just allowing the breath to enter and release just the way it wants to. Just allowing the breath to be. Relaxing and allowing the breath to breathe you. Scanning the body and noticing where any tension or holding might be. And if you feel any tension in the body, just inviting that to unwind and relax on the exhaled breath. Allowing awareness to follow the breath right into wherever there's some tightness or tension. Noticing what's there and inviting it to release on the exhaled breath. Inviting the face to relax. Inviting the neck and shoulders to loosen and soften. Breathing into the belly and the lower back. Inviting them to soften and release whatever they're carrying. Inviting the arms and the hands the fingers to relax and soften. Noticing how the body is held to the earth. Noticing how gravity does the work of balancing our body. And just relaxing and allowing the earth to hold us. Taking as much time as you need to relax the body fully. But then the invitation is to bring the awareness to a point of focus. Perhaps the feeling of the breath. Wherever you feel it most distinctly, the nostrils or the throat or the belly. Maybe it's the point of contact between your bottom and the chair you're sitting on, or your arms and your legs, the clothing against your skin. Perhaps it's the sounds around you. Just receiving sound as it comes to you. Whatever works for you right now, just finding a point to bring awareness to focus. Allowing it to rest in that focus. And if distractions come, gently bringing awareness back to that focus. So next, the invitation is to take in this phrase. Make practice your whole life. Make practice your whole life. And so just as when we sit with a question, we're not trying to figure this out. It's not a problem to solve. Just noticing what happens when we take that phrase and allow it to drop into our awareness. Allow ourselves to receive it in our mind and our heart. Make practice your whole life. Make practice your whole life. And just noticing what comes up in the heart, in the mind. As we consider the idea of what it would mean to turn our whole life into our practice. Maybe there's some resistance here. Maybe a sense of confusion. What does this mean? Is it even possible? Maybe I feel like perhaps it's possible for somebody else, but it's not possible for me. Or maybe it opens some horizons. Maybe it suggests some possibilities. And whatever thoughts or ideas might happen to arise, just noting what they are and then letting them go. And once again, allowing this phrase to drop into our mind and drop into our heart. Make practice your whole life. So next, the invitation is to bring to mind something that's happened to you in the last few days that's really irritated you. Nothing major, nothing too overwhelming. Just the kind of experience we all have every day of something that's really just bugging you. Maybe a situation with someone you know, a family member, a friend, maybe a situation at work. Something that's gotten under your skin. And seeing if it's possible to take some time to allow the imagination to really bring that situation fully to mind. Remembering the details. Seeing the people involved. Feeling the feelings that arose and thinking those thoughts that were associated with this irritating experience. Whatever works for you, whatever you can connect with most easily. And as you think about that irritating experience, just seeing if it's possible to notice what's arising in the body as you do so. Where did the feelings change as you imagine this experience of irritation? Where in the body are you feeling it? And seeing if it's possible to come close to those feelings. Maybe even to breathe into them. And just to be curious about what's going on. What does this irritation really feel like? Maybe there's sensations in the belly or the chest, maybe the throat or the face. Whatever you're experiencing as you remember this irritating moment, just see if it's possible to allow the awareness to touch those sensations. Noticing suffering. Noticing how this resistance to what's happening in our lives causes us to suffer. And now seeing if it's possible to breathe into that suffering. And offer the wish that we could be free of that suffering. To allow the breath to be a kind of touch that offers a sense of peace, of ease, of kindness, and of compassion for the suffering that we've experienced. Offering a sense of compassion and a wish for ease to these feelings of frustration, perhaps of anger, of irritation. Wishing that we could be free of that suffering. And now in the last few moments of our meditation together, just allowing the mind and the body to relax and rest. Let go of any visualization. Let go of any effort at all. And just allow the mind and the body to relax. And trust them to find the point of relaxation that they need. Just allowing the mind and the body to relax into this space of open awareness. Let go. Let go.